Hey there, and welcome to another episode of the Nerdy Lil Bubba Podcast, where we talk about sports, we talk about music, and we talk about life. It is another Saturday, unfortunately not a sunny Saturday, it is a rainy Saturday, thanks to Hurricane, now Tropical Storm Cyclone Ian. And I want to make sure, send prayers up to the Florida family who are feeling the after effects of Ian. Also, my South Carolina family. It looks like the majority made it through and there was no issues. But in case there was, we're praying for y'all as well. And so, real quick, I wanted to talk about. First thing I want to talk about sports wise. My South Carolina Gamecocks, they were successful, highly successful, on Thursday night. I was actually supposed to be in South Carolina to watch them play the South Carolina State Bulldogs, but the game got moved up to Thursday, and so my Gamecocks were highly successful, and we basically cut that tail 50-10. So shout out to them Gamecocks. Never any doubt that that was going to take place. Now, I know I got friends who went to South Carolina State. They've been giving me hell. They probably will give me more hell throughout the season, but that's to be expected, and it's cool. You know, come with the territory. So next week, the boys have to focus on Kentucky. And I will say that Kentucky was traditionally, and they still are traditionally, a basketball school, but they're doing something different with the football team. I think they are really taking football seriously. And so they're going to continue to give people problems. Now, my expectation is we need to cut that ass one good time because, A, we haven't done it in a while. B, the coach is talking shit. So we need to get in there, cut that ass, and come back to Columbia. So that is my expectation. Now, well, expectation versus reality, that's a different story. Because here lately, my expectations have not met reality. But that is my hope, is that we go in there next week, handle business, and then come back. So that's that. Now I have to move on to my mighty, well, I can't even say mighty now. I have to move on to my Miami Dolphins. And, you know, once again, my team is, we just have a bad relationship. You know, it's like, on the one hand, I praise them. I hope that they do well. And then they do some dumb shit, like put Tua Tagovailoa. They put my man Tua back into the game after he was concussed on Sunday. They let him play on Thursday, and what happened? He got slammed to the ground by one of the Cincinnati Bengals defensive players to the point where he literally was gone. He was in a state of concussion. He couldn't even move. Scary situation. He was taken to the hospital. He was checked out. And then he was able to fly back to Miami. But now, will he be able to play next week? Definitely not. Will he be able to play in the next few weeks? I don't know, because he did not look good after that happened. And even on Sunday, when he was concussed, you could tell that he was, you know, quite wobbly. And so he probably should have been pulled from the game then, but they still kept him in. But he definitely should not have played on Thursday. And then apparently my Dolphins went and got an outside doctor to look at him and give him the all clear to play. So now this is not going to go away. This is not going to go away lightly. And yeah, the training staff and the coaching staff, they're going to have some damn explaining to do. And to me, it's like, you should not have put him in that space. You should not have put him in harm's way by playing. Now, some people are arguing on the Dolphin side, and understand that some of these Dolphin fans, I'm like, why do you even root for the team? Because some of the things y'all say is just dumb as hell. But some are saying that Tua held the ball too long. Now, I didn't get a chance to see the actual play that happened, but some are saying he held the ball too long. Okay, even if he held the ball too long, he still shouldn't have been in the game until we knew for sure that he was able to play. Because, like I say, you have a concussion, your ass is going to be wobbly. And so he shouldn't have been in the game in the first place. So I don't know how this is going to turn out. I know the NFL Players Association, they're going to look into it. DeMaurice Smith is hot. about this as he should be, because you have to take player safety into consideration. And also, this does not help the case for, you know, people who are already, and I'm talking at the lower levels, like the elementary, middle school, high school level, people already shied away from playing the sport because of injuries and, you know, long-term effects. This does not help the case for that. So it's going to be interesting to see how this all plays out within the next few weeks or so. So we just have to sit back and wait. I hope my Dolphins do the best they can. I mean, we got the Jets coming up next week. And so granted, it's any given Sunday, but it's the Jets. So between Teddy Bridgewater and Skylar Thompson, which, you know, I feel like Teddy needs to be given a shot, but if he start messing up, put in Skylar Thompson. Either way, I feel like we should be able to get the dub, even if it's by a field goal, because it's the Jets. So so we'll see, like I said, any given Sunday, but luckily they have a whole week to figure this out and plan. And a matter of fact, it's a beautiful thing that this weekend I don't have to, you know, stress over the Gamecocks. I don't have to stress over the Dolphins because they've already played. So now I can just watch football, just be watching football, and or keep up with my fantasy football teams, which, you know, that's a whole nother story. So anyway, so I don't have to stress over either one of those teams during the games. I can just sit back, watch, and just enjoy. And it's going to be some good games, especially the college games. Supposed to be good. And I think a few of the NFL ones, I hadn't looked at the TV schedule yet, but there's going to be some bangers this weekend. So, and plus, it's the perfect weekend to do it because, at least here, because it's going to rain, it's cold, it's windy. So, you know, there's not a whole lot to do outside. Probably won't be able to do my normal thing outside, which is kick back with a nice drink and a smoke. But, you know, it's all good. If I do want to do that, hey, I got a cigar lounge right around the corner, so I can make that work. Shout out to Cigars 210 here in Fort Washington. And the other thing I wanted to talk about was just life-wise. You know, once again, I'm on this journey to try and better myself in the mental space. I need to connect that with the physical space, but you know, I'll get to that at some point. But then again, I mean, listening to all the different podcasts that I listen to and reading the books, I mean, there's no question of if, you just need to get up and do so. I need to get up off the fat ass and, you know, get out there and try to get back to my fighting shape. But anyway, but I've been on this journey to try to heal myself, you know, mentally from a lot of things that happened in the past, especially then. Most of it, you know, was self-inflicted. And so one of the things that struck me was I was listening to this podcast. It's called The Mindset Mentor. And the guy that does it, his name is Rob Dial. I was listening to it, and this week, the last one that I listened to, basically he was talking about how sometimes you have to kind of let things go. Like, you just have to walk away. You have to just say, you know what, enough is enough. And he wasn't like, and I liked it because he wasn't saying that you have to, you know, you shouldn't give up, but it's sometimes you got to know when to throw in the towel and when to quit, because you're being stuck in the same place and it's not good and it's going to hold you back. And so it had me flashing back to when I first got out of school, and I was obsessed with working in the insurance industry. Don't ask me why or how, but I was obsessed. I remember I was interviewing, matter of fact, I was interviewing for State Farm. Now, mind you, the summer before I graduated, I interviewed with State Farm for an internship to do insurance adjuster type work. Had the internship, I even got it. But instead of me just taking the internship to see what happens, I decide, no, I need to go back to school, go to summer school, so I can get out of school. And that pressure was basically coming from my parents. But part of me wishes I had actually taken that internship just to see what would have happened. So anyway, so fast forward to the summer after I graduated from college. And I'll never forget, I had a job interview on a Friday morning at like 8 o'clock. And so what did I do? The night before, and understand, one of the clubs in Columbia used to have college night on Thursday nights. So a whole crew of us, you know, we always used to hang out. Like every Thursday night, that was our thing. We would go to each other's houses, you know what I'm saying, pregame, and then we would go out. So I made the mistake of going out with these cats. And next thing I know, I didn't get home till 3. My interview's at 8. Luckily, the interview spot wasn't that far away, but I only got 4 hours of sleep. Needless to say, the interview did not go well. I didn't get the job. But because I didn't get the job, and because for some reason I was thinking, well, this is what I want to do, this is what I want to do, I kept pursuing insurance jobs, insurance adjuster jobs. I can't even tell you how many companies I applied with during that time. Even when I was working for another company, you know, I was still obsessed. Like I would, you know, in the line of work I was in, I would talk to different insurance adjusters. You know, I would talk to different insurance agents just to get the perspective. I was hella obsessed for 3 years trying to get this type of job, and I could not get one for shit. And so finally, when I moved to, when I left South Carolina and moved here to DMV, that's when I finally decided to say, you know what, I'm giving this up. It's not going to happen. And I did. And it had me flashing back, because it's proof that if you keep pursuing, if you're doing something and it's not yielding any results, then you need to let it go. If it's not serving you well, you need to let it go. That's not saying that you are a quitter. That's not saying that you're giving up on life. But sometimes, you know, it's just not worth the time and the effort when you could have been putting that energy towards something else. And that goes for anything, whether it's employment, whether it's relationships, you know, whether it's you're doing things to harm your own health. You know, sometimes you just got to give it up. You know, you got to give it up. You got to move on. You got to recenter. You got to refocus. And I guess for so long, you know, I was trained in the mindset of, oh, you know, don't give it up. You know, you got to stay planted where you are. But it's just sometimes it's just not worth the hassle. It's not worth your mental, physical, or emotional health. You know what I'm saying? So if you're in a situation where you feel like as if you're tired, but you don't know what to do, but you don't want to let it go, if it's not serving you well, let it go and focus on something else. Now, of course, I'm the type where, you know, if you do something like that, you got to have a backup plan. But, you know, sometimes you got to let things go. And so on the last point that I want to make as relates to this as well, there was another podcast that I'm listening to, and it's the Daily Stoic, and I'm also reading the book as well. And one of the things I'm finding that while reading this book and listening to this podcast is, like, the Stoics actually made a lot of sense by just being still. Like one of the podcasts I listened to talked about just, you know, the stillness, you know, just kind of calming your nerve, quieting down, and just being still. And you won't believe what happens when you're just calm and you're just still. You know, the things that's when you have the best ideas. You know, it seems like you're focused, and you can put those ideas into action, even if you have to write it out first. But just being calm and just being still, that's when you just get flooded with, you know, well, first of all, you're more easy going to meet. You know, if you just take a little time every now and then just to be still, you know, calms you down. Then it gives you the ideas. You can put those ideas into practice, and you never know how it's going to jump or how it's going to pop. That's one of the reasons why I decided to pursue and move forward with this podcast, was that one day I took some time and I was just still, you know, and I just cleared my mind, thought about it, and I said, you know what, go ahead and do this. Because you never know where it is going to lead. So that's all I had today for the show. Going to kind of keep it short, sweet, to the point, because it is Saturday. It is a college football Saturday. hungry, need coffee, everything else. But yes, so make sure you, if you like what you hear, make sure you like the podcast, share the podcast. We got a few things that are going to be coming up soon, social media wise, just more kind of spread the word a little bit more about this podcast. So again, if you like it, listen, share, let your people know we're here for the blurred, as I call it, community, or anybody really who just likes the sound of my beautiful voice. So until next time, this is your man Mr. Garrett for the Nerdy Lil Bubba podcast, and as I always tell everyone, I wish you nothing but peace and one love.